we're taking some time today to talk about what is going on in Missouri as it relates to workers' rights. I think this is something whose time has come. I believe that there were many people in Missouri that were surprised, among them Josh Hawley, at the margin of victory that we had fighting right to work for less in Missouri in August. Right to work for less was passed by an overwhelming number of Republicans in the Missouri legislature, signed into law by then Governor Greitens. But the people of Missouri had a different idea. They knew that this provision was a race to the bottom. They knew that it was going to drive down wages in Missouri and be all about the bosses and a profit and not about lifting up workers so they could afford to put a roof over their head and have some financial security going forward. We've got to work on raising up wages, not tamping down the wages of workers in this state. So people got busy. Labor unions got busy. Ordinary folks got busy. Everybody got busy trying to spread the word that Prop A was a cruel hoax on the workers of Missouri. And I think it took people by surprise. No one was more surprised than Josh Hawley. He supported Prop A. He believed in Prop A. And if you look at various communities around this state, let's take St. Louis, for example. It was defeated almost 90% to 10%. In other words, it wasn't close. And this wasn't just about Democrats. Almost half of the Republican primary voters said, you know what? We don't want to drive down our wages in Missouri. We're not down for that. So when you look at the fact that not only did the vast majority of people who voted in the Democratic primary say no to Prop A, almost half of the people who voted in the Republican primary said no to Prop A. So Josh Hawley is so out of step with Missouri on this issue. Now, it's not a coincidence that Josh Hawley got into office a short time ago because of the generosity of one man and his family. Of the money that Josh Hawley raised to become Attorney General, almost 80% of it, over $4 million, came from one man and his family. It just so happens that that man and his family have also been the biggest contributors to candidates who supported Right to Work for Less. This was one of the agendas of his benefactor, was to get Right to Work for Less done in Missouri. So this is tough for Josh, because he's got his biggest backer saying go to Right to Work for Less, but he's got Missouri saying no to Right to Work for Less. And probably is not a surprise as to which side he came down on. He did not come down on the side of the workers of this state. So now let's turn the page to the next issue that is really important for workers in this state, and that's the minimum wage. We have an opportunity in November to raise the minimum wage in Missouri, and I am 100% in favor of that. Yeah. Let's go through what the provision is. It's very simple and straightforward and, frankly, moderate. It raises the minimum wage 85 cents a year per year until it gets to $12. In a number of years. But next year it would only go from $7.85 to $8.60 in 2019. So this is not a shock to the system of small business owners, but it is a shot in the arm for all of the people that work at minimum wage. And make no mistake about it, this is not just a few people. I think people like to kind of gloss over this and say, well, nobody works at minimum wage. We have almost 100,000 parents in Missouri working for minimum wage. They are trying to make it come out even at the month. Many of them are working two and three jobs. Many of them have to take public transportation because they can't afford an automobile and the costs associated with that. So this is a real important economic driver for our communities. When minimum wage goes up, then other wages go up slightly, and you have more money in the economy, and that actually helps create jobs. It doesn't tamp down on jobs. Now, Josh Hawley seems to have all of a sudden decided he don't want to talk about this anymore. But we know he is on the record for many, many years being opposed to any minimum wage, much less increasing a minimum wage. So now we have both minimum wage and right to work for less. Josh Hawley is on the wrong side of the table. He is not fighting for the workers. He's fighting for the folks in the boardroom. And that's not what we need in the United States Senate right now. That's not what we need. And frankly, I'm confident that I'm on the side of most Missourians as it relates to both of these two issues. The other thing I would mention is pensions. You know, every once in a while, there's a moment in the Senate where there is incredible pressure to go along. I had that pressure on voting for an omnibus bill several years ago. Most of my party was voting yes. Most of the other party was voting yes. But I looked inside that bill, and you know what I found? I found a provision that was going to allow them to take pensions away from people who had driven a truck their entire life, people who had bargained for a pension and paid into a pension, and this was going to allow the Central States Pension Fund to cut dramatically pensions that have already been earned. By the way, in that same bill, we were providing a driver for one of the senators. Like, oh, wait a minute. We're providing a driver for one of the senators, but we can't guarantee the pensions for a truck driver who has worked his entire life counting on that pension being there for him. So I have been somebody who's been working very hard to secure the promised benefits of health care and pensions to minors and the promised benefits of pensions to other workers in this country. So those are the three things I'd like you to leave here with to tell your neighbors about. That I'm on the right side of making sure that we don't have a race to the bottom for wages in this state, which Right to Work for Less was, that I'm on the right side of making sure we increase the minimum wage, which will help all of our families and communities and small businesses like this one, and I'm on the right side of sometimes saying no. I don't care how much pressure there is. It's just not right to cut off benefits to people who have done nothing wrong, who have put money in a pension fund all of their life and were counting on that pension income when they retired. That is not fair. If we can fix and bail out big guys, surely we can fix and bail out people who have legitimate rights to a pension that they've worked so hard to earn. So I'll be happy to answer. I'll be happy to answer any questions you guys have. Yes?
We were just talking about the signs that the Prop A had. They were all over the place. We need to get your signs all over the place.